Shabbat Shalom. This parasha is Pinchas, numbers 25:10 through 29:40. This parasha begins with the rest of the story about Pinchas, a priest who kills a man and a woman, thus ending the plague. Psalms 106 summarizes this very well. They yoked themselves to the Baal of Peor and ate sacrifices offered to lifeless gods. They aroused the Lord's anger by their wicked deeds, and plague broke out among them. But Pinchas stood up and intervened, and the plague was checked. This was credited to him as righteousness for the endless generations to come. For that generation, it was all about purging evil within the camp. Did this death penalty prevent this activity? Or did people just simply try to hide it a little bit better? I hope this is a rhetorical question. After all, you don't hide anything from God. Let's continue with Numbers chapter 26. Where we have a census taken. This was the second census counted by Moses and Eleazar, the priest. This was more to establish the land inheritance later on, so they were numbering the clans. So what you see up here is kind of a juxtaposition of the censuses along the way. Over the 40 years. Also, this particular chapter includes Zelophehad, I think that's the correct pronunciation, who he's from the tribe of Manasseh, and he successfully pleaded for the rights for his daughters to inherit land as well, beginning or really established equal rights for everyone. So let's move on to Numbers 27. All right. All of this took place in the plain of Moab, east of the Jordan River. You can see the layout of the tribes over there to the east, right there, just at the foot of Mount Nebo. This is where Joshua was commissioned to lead the Israelites into the promised land. This was also where Moses was reminded that he would not enter the land, but he would view the land from the top of Mount Nebo. Jan and I've been there, and it's wonderful. As we stood up there, we looked down there in that plain, picturing about what, maybe 2 million people, the tribes setting up camp down there, ready to move into the across the Jordan River. It was kind of a sad time when we sat up there. We read the end of Deuteronomy. It's sad to think that Moses was not able to enter the land at this time. To have the privilege that the Lord blessed us in our travels to actually experience that. I really give praise to the Lord for that. Let's continue on with Numbers 28 through 29. Actually, this groups together all the offerings and festivals. This is each of the festivals or offerings, these were comprised of three components generally. Usually a lamb, almost always a lamb or two, and sometimes a bull or ram. Always had a grain offering, which consisted of flour and olive oil. And the third part was some fermented drink. That word fermented in Hebrew is shikar, And you can look that up. What's interesting about each of these is, for me, was the grain offering. That produced an aroma that was pleasing to the Lord. I thought about the triggers, the smells that trigger some of the thoughts that I have. For example, the smell of roses reminds me of my great-grandmother because her backyard was full of roses. And so around her house, it always smelled like roses. Or the smell of freshly cut pine reminds me of the cabin over in Lake County that we used to visit every summer. And I'd spend a whole summer as a kid just enjoying swimming pool and running around in the forests. What I did was, Jan and I were, of course I get into this and I have to approach it from the idea of, well, I need to reproduce the smell. I want to know what the smell that the Lord really loves. It's a pleasant aroma to the Lord. I'd love to know what that smells like. So we're sitting here making these little, you know, cakes here to burn on the fire to see what that aroma might be. So, these smells, I just want a smell that reminds me of the Lord. We live in a time, kind of live in between times. A time, an earlier time when the temple activities were part of daily life. And a future time when Israel and the appointed festivals will fully be restored. And there's some detail in Ezekiel 45 and 46, which we will eventually get to. We'll have patience as Pastor Sam takes us through Ezekiel. Just imagine walking through Jerusalem and having that aroma that you might be familiar with. What a God memory that would be. He's among us. There are many God memories that are coming, even with no temple, our generation still remembers the festivals and Sabbaths. Does everybody know what's happening on July 12th at sunset? Anybody? It's the new moon festival, the monthly offering. It's also the beginning of the month of Av, which Heather will explain in some detail, I'm sure. So, to reinforce our memories of the Lord, here at Harry Yeshua, we have the opportunity to live and experience each festival, each Sabbath. Because of this, I participate less in the customs of the nations and try harder to avoid being caught in their nets. It's kind of a blessing and a curse being born in this place at this time, where we have lots of choices. We are part of a generation where we can only imagine what the Lord's temple will be in the future. Praise the Lord for such people as Sam, Dell, and Mike for pastoring us and helping us to build our memories of the Lord's feasts and Sabbaths. Shabbat Shalom.